After showing them Dallas can take care of the nuts and bolts, hotels, transportation, and security, the city wooed them with glitz, fancy gift baskets, Dallas cheerleaders, balloon and confetti drops, and a chance to pet two live elephants, the Republican Party's mascot.
Our partners across the city of Dallas have stepped up, and I think we showed them what we can do.
Philip Jones, president of the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau, says it was important for committee members to see Dallas as more than just a place to do business.
The city is a fun experience for the delegates, and I think that's what they're looking for. So I think we're very competitive in that perspective, and the positive response we've received from the site selection committee has been gratifying.
In addition to showing committee members a good time, Dallas also showed them the money, how it would raise the $60 million needed to host the convention. Ray Washburn, the finance chair for the Republican National Committee, lives in Dallas and would lead the host committee here.
If we get this convention, it is Ray Washburn who was the spark plug.
Retired Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says the Republican Party knows it can count on Washburn.
Ray has been an amazing fundraiser for the Republican National Committee and has established contacts outside of Texas. So he's got a credibility and a success record. So I think that it is something that will weigh in our favor.
Dallas says it already has 45 of the $60 million lined up, more than its competitors. The Denver Post reports its city has just $11 million in private pledges, and Cleveland and Kansas City, respectively, have about $25 and $35 million. The RNC wants to make sure there are no panicky moments like the ones they had in Tampa 2 years ago when organizers had to scramble at the last minute to pay the bills. Jones says the committee will select a preferred site June 30th, negotiate a contract, then the RNC will publicly announce its choice in August. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.